And our collective feeling is relative, as it is relative the more or less individual way we approach our own survival. And as much as the most liberal side of society says not to repress, it civilizes every instinct of humanity. And while the all of our ego reflects it, we keep on denying it is a common trait that is part of a broader ancestry. And everything is good as long as it is related to our existential survival and not to our superfluous way of being. And only thanks to history we can find that ours is not madness but an affectionous development of reasoning. And the last to be converted are the first to rebel and impose an even harder dogma on the first who have been converted. And we shall not apply a prejudice over one character, as each character is made of two opposing features, an enslaving one and a self-liberating one. And we ought not to be surprised over catastrophes on colonization of nature that is not meant. And the world doesn't need renewable technology, but humanity that is willing to die so as to renew itself. And Puritan authorities only fight one end of the snake, unleashing the other end, the biting one. And the bigger the accumulated wealth, the larger the void to fill it with a meaningful culture. And the right type of individualism to promote is the one seconding nature and not the one accelerating right through it. And the fundamental question is to whether or not modern society had precedence, and therefore whether or not it can regenerate itself and the surrounding it has exploited. And to forget ourselves, we need the nature-altering technologies, and to recover ourselves, and we need to inhale and exhale nature alone. And our task should be not to dominate nature, nor to detach ourselves from her, but to exalt her in all her beautiful manifestations. And true art cannot but profoundly disturb the conformism of political and spiritual leaders and their people. And at the most, the wilderness of the bourgeoisie is an extension of a beast they can only project. And the absurdity lies in persevering a materialistic trajectory when we are already sinking from our weight. And to rehabilitate life, we can simply hope for a revolution or a catastrophe, or just simply work proactively to rehabilitate it. And we shall not scream our ideal, but only let it suspended in the air for the most sensitive ear. And voluntary rather than compulsory will not result into idleness, but in a most fruitful creation. Enforced in an artificial scheme, nature cannot but turn schizophrenic. And a new form of individualism should rise to contrast a state morality that is more and more religious-like. And what we ought to cultivate is a new level of wilderness setting over the old type of artificial cultivation. And for anything shining, there ought to be a sacrificial anode taking up all the rust. And governance in the end has only the ability of deciding in which succession the murdering of the environment and the murdering of human nature occurs. And it is when caught in a liberalism unrestricted by any nature that we become most conservatives. And even if the state is disintegrated and communities are recreated, they will anyway have to deal with nearby states. And the more technology evolves, the more it becomes a separate entity from nature, and the more governance is needed to administrate it. And in our most juvenile remarks may in fact lie the whole of truth. And it may as well be that the artificially stimulated and artificially sustained mass is the main source of troubles. And out of fear of a communal paradise, we keep in our tiny hell of a property. And trauma is the precondition to hinder aristocratic tendency, hindering the development of our individuality. And the laws protecting the rights of certain minorities de facto turns them into new authorities. And the future libertarian society ought to promote anything for the well-being of nature and human nature. And most importantly, the state no longer corresponds to the geographic nation, but to more or less bigger enclaves. And only by emerging from our own selves can morality keep moral without turning into a medium to commit immoral deeds. Property should be conceived as the sum of necessary infrastructures to make humans independent, while in fact it is the sum of unnecessary infrastructure making him dependent. And it is not nature to be dying, but the state that is dragging her along his death. And every castle of power ought to be demolished and turned into units for individuals to cultivate their nature. And sanity in the end can only be measured with our will of being in nature. And as any manifestation of the ego is reduced in psychologizing, there is no possibility for evolution. And politics don't emancipate, but only substitute a subject that has been already consumed with a fresher one. And the worst authority is by whom imposes his or her own liberty onto others. And to cultivate oneself, one at least needs a barrel, yet to divulge one needs the cave. And what is most reassuring is that the despotic crowd will die with all its opinions. And the true representative is not a specific character, but is a shadow. And the new clerks have replaced the motto work and pray with legislate and party. And frugality is the key to reduce the enslavement of producers and the enslavement of nature providing the resources. And no one will ever appreciate any preaching for freedom unless they have experienced oppression. And on one side we map out nature and human nature, and on the other we demand their unconditional liberty. And it is the appropriation of nature that drastically reduces the possibility to be in the wild open with it. And we become a maniac, right, because of the segregation we enforce onto ourselves through ownership. And the beauty or brutality of our nature is just but the starting point from which we can work on our character. And the products of right and wrong are right and wrong in accordance with the way they are being assessed. And nature has its tempo, yet humans ought to rely on the artificial in order to subdue the frustration emerging from their industrial overproduction. And nature ought to be liberated to the extent that human nature can still be practiced freely. And even if the premises are democratic, any centralized state will ultimately generate an elite which will rapidly turn into an aristocratic oligarchy. And for the sake of our independence, we might in fact get fully socially isolated, but might in fact recover a full integration with our nature. And in an industrial society, everyone can be an authority because it is a technology to govern, and authority is merely a form of representation.